Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. It looks like we've got a bunch of winter weather in front of us. Not exactly balmy out there this morning. We have a little light snow occurring from southern portions of Illinois into parts of central and northern Indiana. We also have some light snow occurring in Ohio and parts of Kentucky, and all this snow is going to be important because we are going to get fairly cold across the region. Fairly is probably the wrong word. It's going to be bitterly cold. Let's just face the facts here. As we move forward through this the late weekend and through most of next week, temperatures will be even colder than they are right now. Temperatures out there this morning running mostly in the positive single digits and teens through a big part of the Midwest. The snow and cloud cover in the lower and eastern parts of the region is keeping those temperatures up. There's actually some 20-degree temperatures in parts of southern Ohio, down into southern Indiana and southern Illinois into Kentucky. The winds are northerly, though. That's never a good sign. It means the temperatures are going to continue to cool down. We saw a lot of temperatures way below zero this morning in the upper parts of the Midwest. And as we go forward through the day today, the temperatures aren't going to warm very well. We'll be in the teens and 20s across a big part of the Midwest. And tomorrow we will be warmer. Tomorrow will be one of the better days. If you've got to do something outside, that's probably the day to do it. We'll look for the temperatures on Saturday maybe to be a little bit warmer as well, but that's going to be the end of the road here. Tomorrow we'll look for highs 20s and 30s in the northern parts of the Midwest, and 30s and 40s, maybe a couple of temperatures up around 50, but you have to go clear out to southwestern Missouri or eastern Kansas to get to that point. The temperatures on Saturday afternoon will start turning much colder in the upper parts of the Midwest again. Even northern Illinois will see some temperatures that will be falling during the day. And the southern parts of the Midwest, though, will still see 30 and 40-degree temperatures with a couple of extremes, maybe up close to 50. But that is the end of the road. Temperatures on Sunday morning are going to be very cold across the Midwest once again. We'll likely see the temperatures dropping down near and possibly below zero in most of the snow-covered areas from Iowa into parts of northern Ohio. And areas to the south that may have some snow still on the ground at that point in time, we'll probably see temperatures in the positive single-digit readings. We may see a couple of zero-degree temperatures occurring randomly across the region. Don't think it's going to be quite cold enough to cause a serious issue for the unprotected winter wheat out there, but we will be watching the situation rather closely. And as we move into the early part of next week, we'll be facing a change in the sense of a major winter storm bearing down on parts of the lower Midwest, as well as the Delta and the southeastern states. Even the Atlantic coast region will likely be involved with this. The storm is actually going to be evolving as warm air tries to flow northward out of the Gulf of Mexico and into the cold air mass that will be present across the region, and that's never a good formula for staying dry. It's actually going to promote a winter storm, and we'll likely see it begin in the southern plains on Monday as a very innocent-looking little event with a wintry mix of precipitation types taking place. But as we move on into the Tuesday-Wednesday time period, the storm system will become much more significant. We'll likely see widespread rain and snow occurring across the southeastern one-third of the country. A wintry mix of precipitation types may occur in the lower Midwest. At this point, it's a little difficult to say exactly where the rain-snow-sleet line is going to be, but I would say the odds are fairly high that we'll see widespread snow coming out of Missouri and going to Ohio with the freezing rain and sleet and snow mix occurring near the Ohio River. But a lot can change in these next few days. We'll watch that rather closely. Down South America, everything is about as it has been. There will be some new heavy rain occurring from Mato Grosso do Sul into parts of Paraná over the next several days, and we'll end up with some flood potentials in Paraná, some delays in field work there. Both the harvest and the planting processes will be slowed in that area, but that's the only problem area that I see for Brazil right now. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.